ABC Listen.
Hello, 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 my friends. It's Ruby here, and you are listening to News Time.
Hey, Ruby.
Today, we are going to meet a mischievous sea otter and go whale watching in the Northern Territory. We'll turn our eyes to the skies to spot some asteroids, and we'll skip to a story about the world's best jump ropers. And you know what comes next.
Wow of the week.
You got it. That's the story that made us all say, whoa.
No
way. What do you think? Should we begin?
Let's start.
Story number 5.
Oh, check out that sea otter. It's so cute. Hang on a sec. What's it doing?
Stop stealing surfboards.
It is indeed stealing surfboards. This southern sea otter has been spotted causing mischief off the coast of California in the United States of America. Videos and photos show this otter climbing on top of people's surfboards and even biting one board and ripping a part of it off.
I think it is terrible because otters shouldn't be ripping surfboards apart.
Because what if he swallows one?
Maybe because it thinks they're like a threat.
You might be right. Wildlife officials say the cheeky otter is a female who's about 5 years old, and they've named her Sea Otter 841. She was born in captivity and released into the wild about 3 years ago. Sea Otter 841 is also tagged and has a radio transmitter that officials are monitoring so they can try and find her and capture her. That's because she doesn't seem to be very scared of humans, or their surfboards for that matter, and they want to keep everybody safe.
Little otter, you're making the swimmers feel really unsafe, and I know it might be a bit hard for you, but if you could talk to other people, tell them what's wrong, then that would be really helpful.
It's very unusual for sea otters to act this way. Usually they're pretty afraid of people.
It's wild.
Yep, but if officials capture Sea Otter 841, they'll check her health and then most likely find her a new, safe home in a zoo or aquarium.
Can you please stop attacking these surfboards? We are not doing anything. We just would like to have fun in the water.
Good advice.
Story number 4.
Speaking of the sea, more humpback whales are being spotted off the Northern Territory.
When humpback whales are going down for a deep dive, you'll see their tail coming up for extra boost.
They do this.
Good whale impersonation. Not many humpbacks have been spotted in the NT waters in recent years, so scientists and Indigenous rangers are studying the whales who are regular to their waters to find out where they've come from and why they're back. The humpback whale is a totem of Bulgal Ranger Tim Berber's Wadjugan and Kiuk cultures. Ranger Tim says his people call the humpback Thurwin, and their ancestors told stories about seeing them in the Fog Bay and Daly River regions. But as time passed, humpback sightings became rare. Scientists and rangers think that's because a lot of whales used to be hunted by humans.
They never did anything to us, so why should we do anything to them?
Whale hunting was banned here in Australia about 45 years ago. And that could be one of the reasons why we're seeing more today.
I think that it's good that they're not hunting them and that there is becoming more.
Humpbacks swim all the way from Antarctica up and down the east and west coasts of Australia every year. But the scientists and Indigenous rangers aren't exactly sure where the whales spotted in the NT waters have come from.
They would be on their way to have their babies.
Yes, that is one thing that the scientists and rangers think too. Their theory is that the whales swam up the west coast from Antarctica and will have their babies off the Northern Territory before swimming back down in late September. They're hoping to confirm this theory by taking skin samples from the whales and testing them. That will help them find out where they came from.
They're a big part of the ecosystem, and if we lose one part of the ecosystem, then it collapses.
They're living creature just like us, and they deserve a good life as well.
I agree. Have a whale of the time in the Northern Territory, humpbacks. Asteroids are rocky objects, kind of like mini planets that orbit around the sun.
It would be pretty cool to have one named after you.
It's funny you should say that. When new asteroids are discovered, the International Astronomical Union gives them names. What would you call an asteroid?
I think we could call it Neil Armstrong after the great first arrival on the moon.
Good idea. Two asteroids have just been named after Queensland astronomers. Astronomers are people who study space, like Jonty Horner and Tim Holt from the University of Southern Queensland. Tim used to study dinosaurs, and then he switched to space. But he uses some of the same techniques for studying dinosaurs to learn about asteroids. Jonty is Tim's study supervisor. You might recognise Jonty from the Imagine This podcast. Jonty and Tim's friends nominated them to have asteroids named in their honour. And they were successful.
They would have felt really, like, amazed and really grateful.
They felt like the best astronomers in the world!
Yes, you're right. Jonty and Tim said they were stoked to have asteroids named after them. '55, '56, '57, '58, '59 jumps. Skipping is fun, but it's hard work.
I guess you just have to practice.
And you probably have to be good at jumping.
Yep. Some of the best skippers from more than 30 countries have all just finished competing in the World Jump Rope Championships. Australia won heaps of medals. In the junior competition, which is for people between 12 and 15 years old, Australia won 4 gold, 5 silver, and 8 bronze medals. In the competition for over 16s, Australia won 4 golds, 6 silvers, and 1 bronze. And in the open tournament for emerging athletes, we got 9 golds, 10 silvers, and 18 bronzes. Whew.
I think it would be a great sport, but you would have to be a very good jumper and do a lot of skipping.
Absolutely. 4 members of the Australian team are all part of the same family. They are Murray Norman and his children Tom, Rebecca, and Belinda.
Jump, 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 Norman family.
Super skipping Norman family!
And if you thought skipping was just a playground game, these skippers are proving it's a very serious sport. They're even campaigning to have skipping included in the Olympics.
It will be fun for people to watch.
Maybe the organisers of the Olympics should jump to it. And you know what it's time for now?
Wow of the week!
This story made me go wow because it's really amazing how he survived that long in a boat.
I don't think I would be able to manage that long. Definitely not on raw fish. Yeah.
How peaceful it is sailing on the big blue sea. Although, I'm not sure how long I'd last out here all on my own.
A few weeks, maybe?
If I had all the things I needed, maybe about 6 months.
Whew, that is a long time. An Australian sailor and his dog have just been rescued after being lost at sea for 3 months. Timothy Shattuck is a sailor from Sydney who was visiting the country, Mexico. While he was there, Timothy met a dog named Bella. In April, Timothy and Bella set sail from Mexico with the plan of travelling to French Polynesia across the Pacific Ocean. But just a few weeks into the journey, Timothy and Bella ran into bad weather.
That would be really scary.
Mm-hmm. They got lost and a storm made Timothy's electrical equipment stop working.
How did he survive?
Well, luckily Timothy had lots of other supplies on board his boat and he also caught fish to feed himself and Bella too.
He's clever.
He must be amazing. That is actually really impressive.
As the days drifted by, Timothy worried that no one would ever find them. After months at sea, a helicopter flew over and dropped Timothy a drink. That helicopter belonged to a tuna fishing boat that was travelling not so far away. And when the pilot told the captain about Timothy and Bella, they sent a speedboat back to rescue them. Oh, how do you reckon Timothy felt?
Extremely happy and, well, I guess a bit relieved.
Yep, you're right. Now Timothy's preparing to return home to Australia and says he cannot wait to see his family. And that's it, my friends.
See you later, Wilby.
Make sure you do the news time quiz. It's in the show notes.
Bye.
Bye, or as they say in Mongolian, Baishte. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.